Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live here from the east side of the Esplanade for the Homelessness Week event, OB Outdoor Broadcast with National Talk Black. I'd like to acknowledge traditional land where we broadcast from and acknowledge all the beautiful people who are down here. There's a lot, array of people from all different walks of life and all the services that support and help people who are homelessness. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with councillor Matt Tickner with local government here in Cairns, Cairns Regional Council, fellow councillor. And Matt, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, mate. How are you, Trevor? I'm really good, thank you.
Good, mate. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who's Matt Tickner?
Oh, mate, I'm the Division 2 councillor, so I represent down in Edmonton, Mount Sheridan and Bentley Park. I'm a bit of a younger fella around council, 34, and I'm raising my young family down in Mount Sheridan there. And
beautiful.
It's been a busy 18 months for us at council,
thank
both
you.
New councillors, yes. But I think we're having a great time.
We are, enjoying the journey. So listen, you represent the mayor here today in regarding your keynote speech there in regard to homelessness. Just elaborate on what Cairns Regional Council is doing regarding help and support. It's a state matter, but we're talking about looking after our constituents here in Cairns.
Yeah, that's right. Look, homelessness affects every level of government. I think, as you would know best, the way our staff treat homelessness in our city, we have our city safe patrols who are often travel around the city. They engage with a lot of the people that they do see sleeping rough. We have specific programs in a council that that push those people sleeping rough into services as well, which I think is really good. On the infrastructure side of things and the housing side of things, council play a really important role, as you know. And in my speech, I touched on a few things. We obviously waived $8.9 million worth of infrastructure fees to get one of Queensland's biggest social housing projects off the ground, one of the big state project in Warree, so yes. 490 homes, which...
The old drive-in for those locals?
That's right, the old drive-in, which we're seeing developed as we speak. And as you know as well, we just recently gave Access Housing the lot of land on Gatton Street, which they're now going to develop, I think, 60 to 80 apartments for people doing it rough, which again is amazing, and it's just really good that us as a local council can contribute that way into the housing pool, into the social housing pool. We may not actually be physically building the houses themselves,
sure,
but we have a really, really important role to play in that space.
Yeah, look, fantastic. Yeah, and look, thoughts and prayers are going out to people who are in the situation. When we talk about life happens, yeah. And it's very sad, but it pushes people sometimes into this situation. And I always say the best exercise for your heart is when you bend it down, lifting somebody up.
Mm.
So it is a team effort. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And look, great support from Cairns Regional Council.
Mm. No, it is. And it's a space that we're going to continue to work in. We obviously know there's cost of living pressures out there. So we're seeing homelessness rates rise. And so we really have, together as councillors, put a big focus on ensuring that our housing growth into the future can cater towards those people. So
sure. And before I let you go, Matt, let's talk about, for those who just tuned in, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, here with your daily program, National Talk Black, OB, Outdoor Broadcast, here on the Cairns Esplanade, on the eastern side, and we're here for the Homelessness Week event. Talking to Councillor Matt Tickner from Cairns Regional Council, Division 2, let's talk quickly about housing in your space there. There's a vision, there's a future for more housing. Where are we at with that, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely. As a lot of people will know, the south of Cairns is obviously a growth corridor. There's not a lot of land left in a lot of the rest of Cairns. We're a very linear city. So I guess myself, Councillor Moller, we've kind of really taken up this space in Mount Peter, which is where our new growth corridor is. We've just recently had the new state government announce a priority development area for the Mount Peter residential suburb. Now, what that's going to do is it's really going to accelerate the growth in that area. So what we're going to see is the master planning for that, the infrastructure for that really take off as we have the state come and partner with us.
Good.
And then we're looking at delivering 18,500 to 22,000 homes over the next 30 or 40 years, and that's going to cater for Cairns growth. It's going to cater for the accessibility to homes that we currently have, the rental vacancy rates that we currently have. And it's another example, I suppose, as council, where we are looking forward at what we can be doing to make sure that the issues that are starting to creep in today are not going to continue to get worse into the future.
Beautiful. Thank you for enlightening us. Matt, good to see you, my friend. All the best. You have a great day. And we'll talk soon, eh?
Cheers, mate. Thanks,
beautiful.
Mate.
A beautiful yarn there, Councillor Matt Tickner from Cairns Regional Council. Here we are, the Outdoor Broadcast Homelessness Week event down here on the Esplanade on the east side of these things. But come on down, come and say hello. Plenty of food, gathering, yarn, and let's have a talk, you mob, here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Once upon a time, there was a war in Annam land. Killing our people, destroying our land, destroying our culture,
which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katyana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live here from the Cairns Esplanade, the eastern side of the Esplanade. We're here celebrating, gathering Homelessness Week. is what the event is, and it's about supporting people who are in this situation. And little love, thoughts, prayers are going out to you. You are not alone. There's a message we're delivering here on National Talk Black. And a big shout out to our NERS, National News Radio Service, takes us across the country and here with our local Murray radio station, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. I'm going to catch up with Yarn now with a beautiful lady, Carla Thorpe, Integral Electrics Queensland. Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, and welcome. Thank you for welcoming me. It's lovely to be on the Cairns Esplanade on a bright, beautiful day. And hopefully everyone can come down and enjoy and see what we have on offer.
Lovely. Thank you, Carla. So, who's Carla Thorpe?
Who's Carla Thorpe? Oh,
local
well,
girl?
Yes, she's born and bred, a local Cairns girl. And yeah, I'd like to just give back to the community and see everyone succeed in life and
beautiful.
Everyone have success in their stories.
The hat you wear with the company Integral Electric Queensland, a local company?
Yes, the company I work for, we are locally owned and a family run business right here in Cairns.
And the work that you do, of course, electrics?
Yeah, we do electrical for domestic and we do air conditioning, we do security cameras and security alarms as well, and gate automation. We have 24 hours, 7 days a week service as well for our clients out there.
So the lights are not going out?
No lights. We're on 24/7, darling.
Fantastic. Now, you talked about off air about work that you did here with one of the vans here, for example. So just paint that picture and the work that you did there.
For example, we met the lovely Sally and Barbara from Mission Australia. They reached out to us and it was the least we could do. We installed some exhaust fans in the cafe van just to help them out because obviously the heat in Cairns and obviously in the impact of the environment, it's an enclosed environment and with all the bodies in there. We've installed the exhaust fans and all the extract of the heat is going out of the exhaust fans and help them out in there, the amazing work they do.
And you talk about the work that you guys do, Integral Electric Queensland. We're talking commercial and residential.
Yeah, and residential. We like to give back to the community as well. So if anyone has any dramas out there, give us a call. We're more than happy to help out.
Fantastic. So how many people do you employ there?
We have about 10 people, including the office field and the technicians on the road as well.
Yes. Yeah. How long have you been with the firm?
I've been with the firm since November last year.
New kid on the block.
Yeah, new kid on the block. Eh? New rookie.
But you've been in this industry before, haven't you?
Yes, I have been in the industry before. I worked with Kevin, the owner of Integral Electrics, before. I had the opportunity to work with him, and I was a service scheduler, and now he's my boss, and the other, it's changed, tides have changed now.
And what hat do you wear? What's your title?
My title at Integral Electrics Queensland, I'm the Business Development Manager.
Okay, so, there you go. Title, there it is.
Title, BDM, yeah. I'm not a mom anymore.
Job entail, marketing, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Just reaching out to the Cairns locals and letting people know what services we can offer, trying to be a one-stop shop as well.
Sure, yeah. Fantastic. All right, great. So you have an office here in Cairns. Do you have offices elsewhere or just run here locally?
Yeah, we just run here locally on Buchan Street. Yeah, so not too far. Just when you come out of the Cairns showgrounds there, once you guys get your Zarafa's coffee, as soon as you get out of the driveway, we're in a two-story house there with lovely signage and an automatic gate, of course. Or just behind BCF if you're a fishing guy or girl out there.
Well, there you go. And we're just down the road for you by my Bipper Media. We're in Buchan Street as well, so we're neighbours. So if we run out of sugar, we'll come and see you.
Yeah, definitely. We can meet halfway for a coffee, hey? Morning tea, debrief, toolbox meeting. You never know. You can keep in the neighbourhood.
Exactly. Carla, look, thank you for your yarn. Congratulations. Big shout out to Integral Electric Queensland. Employment of 10 people. And helping people in the community. We are talking tropical North Queensland. A bit chilly in the last couple of nights, but when the heat is on, the heat is on, and we do look for electricity to keep us cool as well as warm, I would say.
That's all good. Yeah, if you guys are a bit chilly out there, we're happy to warm you guys up. Give us a call.
Thank you.
We'll be more than happy to reach out. And just a heartfelt thanks go to the organisers of the Cairns Homelessness Awareness Raising Event and also the Cairns Housing and Homeless Network. It's an honour to work alongside everyone in this. Yeah, greatly appreciate it.
Carla, you keep smiling. You take care, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thanks very much. Have a great day. See you later.
A beautiful yarn with Carla Thorpe, Integral Electrics Queensland, does the marketing for the company. A new kid on the block, only started about November, she mentioned. I've been in the industry before. Look, it's a team effort when we're talking about Homelessness Week. We're down here at this beautiful event, outdoor broadcast for National Talk Black with BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Like at the moment, they've got, I was going to say on stage, but it's the pathway to the water and they're using that as a catwalk. I'm just painting a picture here and they're showcasing machine, different couches on wheel, and all the different designs. When we talk about couch surfing, that happens a lot for people who are homelessness. So here we are in regarding providing information and acknowledging the people who are in this situation, and we're reaching out. Like I said, best exercise for your heart was when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. So stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Come, ya little brover, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop out, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton rule of passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see you warm. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take up the boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow ashes pop. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me. If not, say see you more.
Kissed you once, now I'm just a little caught on your lips. I'm a little caught on your lips. Just a little, little, little bit. I'm just a little caught on your lips.
Today, my welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast for National Talk Black. Here we are on the Cairns Esplanade OB outdoor broadcast on the eastern side of the Esplanade. We're here with the Homelessness Week event, and we are celebrating all the services that are here to support people in this situation. Homelessness, it's a big problem, but we are all in this together in regard to support and everything that we can do. Having Deadly Yarns here on National Talk Black, Trinity Trev Murray from Recurry. Going to catch up now and have a yarn with Liz Colahan, who's Anglicare North Queensland. And Liz is the CEO. And a very good morning, Liz. How are you?
Thanks, Trevor. Good to be here.
Thank you very much for coming along. First of all, Liz, who's Liz Colahan?
I'm the CEO of Anglicare North Queensland.
Local girl?
No, I'm not, although I think I'm just about to move into that. So my husband's born and bred local, and I've been up here 30 years now.
Yeah, after two cyclones, you're local.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm well and truly.
Thank you, dear. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Tell us about Anglicare North Queensland, the work that you do as a service to the people.
So we've got a different variety of services, but particularly in the housing and homelessness space. So we operate the homelessness hub, and then we've got a number of crisis and temporary supported accommodation, both for youth and adults.
Yeah.
We also run what we call Pantry in the Wardrobe, which is a self-funded through Anglicare program that's about low-cost food. And we get a lot of donations and a lot of support in that, but unfortunately people, the increasing number of people that are struggling.
And do you sell that to the people of the community?
Low-cost, yeah. Absolutely low-cost. Low yeah.
Okay,
so,
brilliant.
And we do get a lot of donations too, Trevor. So if we don't have to charge, then we don't want to charge. So
okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So where's that hub?
That's in Mulgrave Road, so right next to the Stockland Shopping Centre, so just on the north side. So
north
quite
side.
Easy to see. There's a big construction site right beside it at the
there
moment.
But yep.
Yeah, so and we do have clothing and basic supplies, blankets, all those sorts of things in there as well. So I'd encourage anyone struggling to go in there.
Fantastic. Now, when we talk about homelessness, do you have a space for beds for people to hold?
No, that's the reality of
yeah.
it. So we are putting a lot of people into motels at the moment, and that's a funded program through the government. That's where we've gotten to.
Okay.
Within our crisis beds, whether it be in the youth or the adult space, they're full every night, and we try very hard to work with all of our partners to move
sure.
people into something more permanent. But unfortunately, we've got more and more people in motel spaces, and particularly for families and large families, that's
yes.
really a difficult time.
And a sad situation, but there are some kids out there homeless as well.
Yeah, there are. And I think it's probably an area that isn't as well known. I think there's a lot of kids, and, you know, that's a lot to do with the couches and what we're doing here today, is a lot of young people couch surf. They go from friend to friend or family member to family member, and they do fall through the cracks a lot more. And we're seeing that play out in our youth space within, whether it be the crime or whether it be in other
yeah.
areas as well, just to get by.
So how many crew you have on board there, Liz, at Anglicare North Queensland?
So we operate across Townsville, Cairns and the Tablelands, and we've
okay.
got 270 staff. So we're quite a, you know, middle-sized organisation, and we're very lucky. We've got some really committed staff.
Yeah, sure. This is government funded?
Yeah, so all of our programs are state government funded, and we're extremely grateful to the government for that, and both the previous government and the current government for recognising just the issues that are there.
Sure.
We are playing a massive catch-up though, Trevor, and that's the reality
yeah.
of it.
That's
yeah.
the reality of it.
Yeah.
Look, and it's great to have such an event. We're talking about Homelessness Week. We have all the different services here, and you can tell that people, well, in your situation, we're in a job.
Yes.
It's the heart is bigger than the purse, you would say, in regarding the support and helping people who are in desperate need of support.
Yeah. And I think that that's, you know, that challenge that our workforce are facing, and we've got a lot of volunteers, we've got a lot of people who, it's a vocation, it's not a job, they're
yeah.
absolutely 100% committed to it. But it is so soul-destroying when you've got someone sitting in front of you who, through no fault of their own, are in horrible circumstances, and there's a limit to what you can do.
Sure, fantastic. Look, we don't have to be sick to get better. Every day and every way we're getting better and better.
Yeah.
So driving this vehicle forward,
yes.
Tell us a bit about a vision, you would say, in regard to what can be done or what needs to be done.
Look, I think it's not always just about more money coming into it. Sure. It's about working smarter within that space, and there's certainly a lot more houses and properties coming on, and we do need bricks and mortar, but we need the services and the social support. A lot of people are isolated. They're socially isolated. They don't have that positive network around them. So even just giving them a house is not going to be enough, and I think that that's one of the wonderful things about the sector that work in homelessness, is that everyone tries really hard to work together so that we're working smarter and that people are feeling supported. So every day, I think as more houses come online, we get more and more hopeful. But I do worry about the impact it's having, particularly on families living in motels, and the anxiety and the uncertainty, and then what that's going to mean for their future mental health.
And then we talk about the first aid side of things, the physical sense, but more so the mental sense as well.
Yes, exactly.
Having a house or a place to call home, that is a strong foundation. That's a good medicine, you could say, in the mental space, you would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, it's also then that social connection around that as well. And we have, because we are very fortunate to run the Bummer Duckle Centre here in Cairns in Lyon Street, and we have so many people that are coming in there and choosing to get intoxicated to come in there because of the sense of community that they find when they come in. And it's so important that in anything that we're creating, we're really considering that social connection for people as well.
Well, love the work that you do at Anglicare North Queensland. A big shout out to your team, Liz Collihan. Thank you so very much, CEO. A great day to be here, good networking, and we're in this together, are we not, Liz?
We certainly are, and thank you very much for your support.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there, Liz Collihan, and the CEO of Anglicare, North Queensland. And look, a great opportunity to be yarning with her and talking about the services they provide, and like I said, supporting people in that situation who are homelessness. And they just had a catwalk in regarding a couch walk, showing all the different couches and design that they've done them up and decorated them. And a lot of people out there who are couch surfing. So that's just to paint the picture. How people are living, and whatever support that you can give in the mental sense, physical sense, time sense, whatever. So very important. And this is not only in Cairns, this is across the globe, if not only Australia. Homelessness Week, here we are, this event, Oakdale Broadcast, with your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Chest. Once an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria is finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, cause it's heading in the wrong direction. Brothers out there getting lost in an intersection. I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. And even though I got four walls, this house doesn't really feel like home. She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it all. A little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind and finally run free. Embrace your life and love and live in peace. Mother Earth's so fragile, you gotta take care of her. And we all just people, people that share this earth. In the blink of an eye, it could be gone. We all socially connected, artificially creating bonds. Future for the children needs more than lights and shares.
pretend you're not listening and make it out like you don't care. She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug.
Yeah, just a little bit of National Talk Black. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Live outdoor broadcast. We're here at the Cairns Esplanade on the eastern side for Homelessness Week event. And we are catching up with Deadly Mob, looking at all the different services that are out there to support our people in this situation. And we're talking families, we're talking individuals, look, all the above, children, very sad. And we're having Deadly Yarns with Deadly People. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with a beautiful sister, Rachel Shields. And she's with Capabilities, she's Capabilities Caseworker. My Money Program, SHAC, which is Shelter Housing Action Cairns. And a very good morning, Rachel. How are you, sister?
Yeah, well, good morning, Trev. I'm really well, thank you.
Good, darling. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My family. So my grandmother's line, we are Wailwan and Nyampa-speaking people from northwest New South Wales. So if you go out to Canamble, like out that region,
country,
Walga,
New
Pilliga,
South Wales, yep.
Yeah, inland. Yeah. Yeah.
Cold country, I would say.
It gets cold and it gets hot.
Yeah, okay, thank you. When it's hot, it's hot, but when it's cold, it's cold. It's so you've ventured up here. You've been in Cairns for how long?
I've been
is
here
this
since,
home now?
Yeah, the early 80s. Yeah. So we used to live up in the Daintree on Thornton's Beach there. We used to live up at Big Sands in Coranda. We live on the McLeod and the Mitchell River. So living in nature and growing up with countrymen as well all through there. And a lot of time in Coranda, so Jebbagai country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. So the hat you wear, Capabilities Caseworker. Tell us about the hat you wear there and how long you've been doing it, and talk about the sort of work that you do.
Yeah, so I started this type of work when I was in Aranda Country in Central Australia, working with Money Mob over there.
Money Mob.
Yeah, going out to the APY lands as a capabilities caseworker, working alongside financial counsellors. So bringing what's termed as financial literacy to countrymen.
Sure.
And my way of doing that is a lot of imagery, a lot of yarning, because we don't have money in our Dreamtime stories.
No.
So it's not an entity that actually belongs.
No checkbook either. That's right, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
So where we have money is this foreign object. It's not something we've participated in actually creating from nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, work in ways with countrymen to build that connection to this thing we use now as trade. So then I moved across back home here to Cairns. So I've been back since September, and I landed a role with SHAC in their My Money program.
Yes.
Again, I'm a capabilities caseworker working alongside financial counsellors. And they work with people in homelessness. So that's where their funding stream comes.
Thank you.
Through.
So money's a tool. So we're talking about educating mob out there how to use money as the tool. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. And for me, you know, that word educate, I think it's really like finding a person's natural strengths and shifting it across into the financial languaging.
Okay.
Because everybody's pretty resilient, amazing, strong, very capable to keep surviving.
Mm.
So that's kind of how I work, and that's how I work.
Yeah, thank you. That's right.
Yeah, and it is at SHAC, it's both countrymen and non-Indigenous peoples as well. So all people that can fit into that kind of homelessness space.
Yeah, sure. Mm. So if you're talking money then do you provide a service about supporting the individual to get a key card, an ATM card, for example, opening up a bank account?
Well, that's my role as a capabilities worker. So all of the above is like anything to do with understanding what it is to have a bank account, to budgeting, to... So financial counsellors really assist in that debt space, if people have got debts. and working that out with people. Mine is all of, yeah, financial literacy and anything to do with money, whether it's how can I begin, what is savings? How does it look when we're such a sharing economy amongst countrymen especially? And how do we save and not feel greedy?
Sure.
You know, how do we still have something while sharing everything?
Yep. So which is who we are as black people.
Yeah, and if you're living below the poverty line, basically, you haven't even got enough to feed all your family every week, pay rent, you know, because there's not enough coming in or something's happened in life and you've got a lot of struggle on board in the form of trauma and you're in crisis. How is that even a priority when you haven't got a roof over your head and you want to look after your children? So it's a really, we're kind of in that very challenging space where people are in deep crisis. Yeah,
exactly.
And we've got different teams at SHAC. So we have family services team, we have we have NILS loans as well, and another service which I forget the name of, which are working with people in absolute deep crisis to try and get them in a hotel for a few nights or something, just get off the streets and feel a bit safe.
Yeah,
not so
exactly.
Exposed when you've got your little people with you as well.
And when you're talking about housing, we're talking about the necessity of life. And here we are in the 21st century, 2025, and it's sad that we have people still in this situation with their homelessness.
One of our little facts on our couch is in the last census, there were 1 million vacant homes across Australia.
Is that right? Well, why are people homeless is the question we ask.
That's a wonderful question.
Thank you. Yeah,
homeless,
that's right.
In your own home.
Sure. Yeah, homelessness in your own home. Exactly right. Now, we look at the different services around here. I see the guys in the orange van, for example, where they wash clothes for people, you know. I see Mission Australia here. I see Rosie's. We're all in this together, are we not, Rachel?
We're all in this together, and we're all referring to one another because we all hold a piece of the puzzle. So there's aspects of all the work that the different organisations do that we might not have that type of funding for.
Yes.
So we really have to work together. But in that, people are kind of pushed over here, pushed over there. Not pushed, but, you know, they're going around in all different places. And it's busy work being in crisis.
Yeah, sure.
You have to go to so many different places and tell your story over and over and over
to
try and get somewhere. And I tell you what, most of these services are understaffed, underfunded, and we are struggling to keep up with what is needed as supports for the people that are in crisis.
Sure, exactly. So yeah, so it's about communication. When you look at the different services, we've got to work together. We've got to create a space where, like you said, the people are telling their stories over and over again, which that in itself is, when you say getting it off your chest, but it's the same story, and I have to tell you who I am again, and that can be daunting as well for the individual, if not family.
And part of the reason is that a lot of services are at capacity.
Yes.
So then it requires someone to try and tell their story again if they haven't already had a referral pathway.
Yep.
And a lot of the phone calls coming in, people are doing the rounds. They're ringing everyone to try and seek support. They've got nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
Their house has been sold, like the story we heard earlier from where Billy was couch surfing at his sister's.
Yes.
People have to move out. Rents are going up, you know, you go there, then within 6 months it's gone up $50, $40, $60, and so then you can't get the supports that you had before to stay in that place.
Sure.
It's really challenging.
And look, and homelessness can come from all different forms in regard to the mishaps in life, losing a job, a marriage breakup, you know, losing a child.
Natural disasters,
what have you, you know. And then you got nowhere to live. Sometimes people are pushed into that situation.
Absolutely.
So here we are providing services. Homelessness Week event here on the Esplanade here in Cairns. It's good
Hello,
to see
everyone.
The different services out there.
I just wanted to see if is there anyone in the crowd who...
Rachel, thank you for your yarn, my sister. So the other hat you wear, when we talk about capabilities, caseworker, my money program, SHAC, Shelter Housing Action Cairns, to massage your spirit and your mind, you also got a job with Dreamtime Diver Snorkel
exactly.
with Free Fun Limited.
Yeah, so I learnt from working really hard in community service sectors that I need to look after my spirit too.
Thank you.
And so I work a certain amount of time in that sector, and I go out to my happy place, which is out on the ocean, and sharing culture and being you know, it's two extremes. I work with people in crisis, and then I go out and I meet people from all around the world that are on holidays.
Yeah.
And for me, that keeps the balance. So
thank
it
you.
Keeps me topped up so that when I'm working in the other space, I have a lot to give.
Sure.
Which I think is really...
good medicine for you, my
it's
sister.
It's really necessary, this sector. People are givers and are great humans, but there is also a lot of burnout. So
yeah, true.
I feel like we've got to keep the balance, you know, and that comes from our ancestry of 60,000 plus
thank
years
you.
Of sustainability.
Thank you.
I don't just know that. It's like, how do I practice that in a modern setting also?
Beautiful. Mm. Love your work. Thank you for being you, my sister. Good yarning with you. We'll see you on the water. You take care. Keep smiling. Have a good day, my sister.
Yeah, thank you kindly. Have a great day, everyone.
Beautiful. Rachel Shields, there she is, capabilities caseworker with My Money Program, SHAC, acronym for Shelter Housing Action Cairns. We are here doing the outdoor broadcast for National Talk Black Homelessness Week here at this deadly event on the Cairns Esplanade, the eastern side of the Esplanade. Come on down, say hello, check out all the different services, deadly people with deadly colours, and there's a lot of food as well, music and entertainment, and come and have a yarn to the mob here at BBM 98.7 FM.
We'll be right back. for the black and the people of this land. I sing for the red and the blood that's been shed. Now I'm singing for the gold of a new year.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Outdoor broadcast. We're live here on the Cairns Esplanade, the eastern side of the Esplanade, Homelessness Week Cairns. And look, it's a great event, and providing and educating people of the world about all the different services for people, or if you know of people who are in a situation where they're homelessness. And having daily yarns with people and all the different service providers here. But I'm going to catch up a yarn to a daily brother, Billy, Mr. Fruit Luber, that's his stage name. But outside that, Billy's been in and out of homelessness. And just talk about his daily story. He shared his story with the people here. A very good morning, Billy, brother. Good morning.
Morning, brother.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Billy Pearson, born and raised on Thursday Island. Dad side from Warabel, Purma,
yes.
And mom from Dunley.
Dunley, Arab brother. We connected there, my brother. Dunley money is stand up. Brother, so tell us about your story, brother. Homelessness, are you still in that situation? Or tell us how you got into that situation, how you got out, or tell us where you're at, my brother. Tell
yeah,
your story.
2018, moved You've back from Brisbane. After getting my bachelor's degree in audio engineering and sound production, and yeah, been doing youth work and running music workshop with youth.
But first of all, I just want to say a big thank you to Sally and Barbara.
2019 to 2021, I was renting.
And then,
after breaking up, I lost the place and had to start living with family and friends. And I was couch hopping, staying with my sister, making $1,900 a week, and it was still hard to
struggle. Struggle at that amount of money you're making a week, $1,900.
Couldn't even find a one or two bedroom place for me and my two kids.
So you're two picking in
it? Yeah, by the full custody of both my kids. And yeah, 2023, I got full custody of them.
Congratulations.
I became homeless in April 2023.
Homelessness in April 23, yep.
Oh, no, 2021, I became homeless.
Donor funded, and we're 100% community funded.
Yeah. Then 2023, I started living in my car from April to November.
That we get from our community.
And that's why I'm
and
really grateful for...
We can stop homelessness. I really believe it. We can make Cairns into a totally different place where everybody's lifted up to the level that they should be.
And,
God values them. He values us. We just have to understand that these people
are living in a home at the moment.
Yes,
you are, brother.
And we need to embrace
So a message to our brothers and sisters out there who are in this situation. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
It's challenging. About sharing care,
like very
love,
challenging every day. You wake up
hope.
And know
so
what you're going to
eat
or sleep.
And I hope and pray that we will achieve
but
that strategy
for the grandmother.
Or that goal
they were able to sleep
in a very short time. Because as community, we can do it. We actually
yourself,
own the gains of our community.
That just shows you that, like I said, light at the end of the tunnel. There's help out there, there's support out there. You virtually
got to
reach out as well.
Got to
ask, hey, brother.
Yep.
And we can be the light.
Just have to remember there's bigger families out there that's doing it tough too. And they're like higher priority. It takes time, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And really grateful for the services here in Cairns.
Yeah,
would like to see more support and services for single fathers and
single fathers.
Thank you.
Mental health, exactly.
For guys,
well, I talk about people getting in a situation where they're homelessness. It could be loss of a job, it could be loss of a breakup of a marriage, if not a relationship, you know. And then sometimes you feel that it's like you against the world, and all four walls are closing in. But it's about having an open mind, open heart, ask the question, And don't be embarrassed about it. Look, I need help here. Can you help me, please?
Closed mouth don't get fed, eh, brother?
Closed mouth don't get fed.
Yeah.
Exactly, brother. Speak up.
Yeah, but there's these mobia, they're really helpful. And
all the different services here today.
Yeah. Real blessed to have these type of people around in the community.
Yeah.
There's no other services like that out there, but it takes time because
You then, my brother, Billy, you can become an advocate for helping people, homelessness. Because you can say, look, I've been there, I've come out of it. I can now talk to you about who you can talk to, yeah?
Yep. And yeah, a lot of family try telling me to go back up home.
Sure.
And I couldn't because my kids are like cut.
Yeah, that's right. Your kids are here, so you need to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful.
And I have to, do what I have to do to put the roof over there.
Now, the stage name you got here, Mr. Fruit Looper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about that title, brother.
Oh, I'm...
You're a muso.
Yeah, I'm an audio engineer and music producer. Make music, sold it to artists and... And the other one groups all over the world, and got hold of B-list celebrities in America.
Wow.
Made 5-digit figures.
Oh, a deadly brother.
And trying to
represent.
Yeah, so, just stay home, make money.
Well, that's a very talented homeless brother. My brother, beautiful. Thank you for sharing your story. Billy, all the best to you.
No, thanks for
Have a great day, my brother. Stay strong. Stay black, stay deadly, brother, eh?
Yeah, cheers, eh?
Billy Pearson, too deadly. Your daily program here, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Esplanade, the eastern side, for the Homelessness Week event. Look, fantastic. They're here till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. National Talk Black signing off, but BBM still running locally here, so look, stay tuned for that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and thank you. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn see your mob too deadly.
The cold rain on the autumn wind, a brother murdered in Sydney town. A Marrickville brother under legal cover in his home, they gunned him down. And we say, oh, yeah, they shot him down. Well, they took him out at point blank range in his home with a small young son. He shot him dead in his Marrickville bed with a pump action 12-gauge shotgun.